Yes, ladies and gentlemen of the podcast world.
Of the podcast society. Thank you very much for joining us.
Welcome along to what? This little thing that we like to call PJ and Jim's After Show Show.
Yes, indeed. We normally like to start with something nice, and I just like to start, as usual, by saying, what a shitball of a day this has turned out to be. It's amazing. I still can't get my head over the whole sort of the pandemic weather. How amazing. Like, literally. And it was like, Cheltenham happened, and we all looked at the pictures of Cheltenham, and we all says, we're going to die!
Yeah.
Oh my God, the world is going to end! And we all says, well, thank God it's not the summer. And literally, we had the hottest, driest,
yeah,
best weather.
It is officially, isn't it? The driest May or June or 1850. Something.
1850! 5 years after a fucking famine! It's like, not even 3 years after Black 47. It's the best ever spring we have ever had. And it's probably,
and it happened in the middle of the biggest global pandemic there's ever been.
Stay indoors! Stay indoors! And then last Monday, we were told, don't worry about it.
Right.
Well, not don't worry about it. Wash your hands.
Release the hounds.
Release the hounds. 20 kilometres. Go and see each other. Be responsible. And we looked out the window and went,
I'm not going out there.
Are you joking? Because
if you had to choose a country where you thought, well, you know, so like the whole idea of not travelling and all that sort of stuff would be a good thing, you'd say, well, Ireland. I mean, it rains a lot there, to be fair. So they won't be that pushed about going out anyway.
Yeah,
sure.
They'd probably spend
most of their summers indoors.
Yes, yeah, sure, that's what they have so much set up. They never go out those lot. And we just lit the best weather ever. The irony of it is killing me.
Yeah.
That we're now finally. I would love today now to go out on the bike and everything. Go for a spin.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the 20K is open. Head out to Dunleary, I'm thinking. Get on
there. Yeah, go back and see your old chums.
Yeah, then now they're opening the McDonald's this week. I'll be thinking, I'll walk in and I'll get a burger and I'll have it on the prom.
Yeah.
Wolf it down at Teddy's ice cream. Maybe just stand at the stage and say hello to the. And now look. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah, because you'd be standing,
the wind
you'd be standing there with your burger drooping from the rain.
Yeah.
And your ice cream running down my arm.
The ice cream running down my arm.
Your watery ice cream,
Well, at least the crowds aren't here.
It's good, this isn't it, being able to go 20 kilometres.
Yeah, it is Sod's Law, isn't it? It's Murphy's Law. It's like, well, it's the only time you can ever in Ireland give out nice weather.
It's the ultimate exam weather, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like the kind of grown-up version of exam, of Leaving Cert weather.
It's like the weather did that. Actually, I hit nails on the head. Leaving Cert weather, you always know at the end of September it's going to be dead. The kids are back to school, they're going to get tortured. This year, can't torture them the same way. So it's like someone with the weather levers up in the Met Air and Box went, oh, I know what we'll do. We can't get them when we normally get them.
Yeah.
So we'll pull the levers now, right?
Yeah.
And we'll roast the little horse when they're not allowed out at all. And we'll toast the little horse when they're not allowed out of their own cul-de-sac. And then when they are, we'll let the levers off then. So we can get them this way round.
Exactly.
Normally we like to get them the other way.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to do it.
It's a weird thing about that. And life in general actually has things like that. Where you know when you plan for something.
Yeah.
And you think you're ticking all the boxes right now. So we're going on the holiday or whatever it is that you're planning to do. Or the trip or the whatever it is. Right, okay. Now, did you do that, Jay? And you got you got all that and we have that. Right, grand. And you've arranged for them to come over and look at it. Yeah, that's okay, grand. Great. Lovely. Fantastic. Everything. What could possibly go wrong?
Worst question ever.
Absolutely the worst question
absolutely
ever.
Absolutely everything.
Yeah. Did you see the post today? No. I think there's a tax bill there for you.
Yeah. Are you... not only is there a tax...
Just got word in that your dad's not well.
Oh, brilliant. Right. And I have the shits. Yeah, what a day. I was looking forward to this day for so long.
It's waiting to pull the rug on you.
It is, yeah. Do you know what's a bit like that, actually? I was listening to the radio as I was making me dinner last night, right? And there was talking to Irish people who live in countries that are a little bit further up the road than us. So the cafes are already open.
Oh,
and the
right,
bars
okay.
are
yeah,
already
yeah,
open,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were talking to people. And they did it, I think they must have done it deliberately. So what happened was they did the first round of interviews. And they talked to like five or six people. They said, so, you're allowed to go out. Today is the first day that you are. Have you been looking forward to it? Very sort of provocative question,
yeah.
right? And they were like, oh my God, it was so long. And unlike Ireland now, we were locked in our homes for quite a considerable amount of time. And the children were locked in and they weren't allowed out. And we've all just wanted to get out and experience some sort of normality. And, oh, I remember thinking in the house how it would be nice to get. And there was men there going, oh my God, I swear to God, all I wanted to do was go out for a beer and have a decent walk in the sunshine and all that, you know. And it was, and then the next question was, you know, so what was it like? And talk about Irish people trying to make the most of it. So they were there going, hey, yeah, like it was, yeah, it was unusual, you know, having to wear a mask and stand beside Perspex and, I mean, it was, yeah, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And then there was one woman and she was doing the whole, well, you know, if she, this is what she said, this is what she was saying, this is the whole thing. She goes, well, it was great to be able to have a coffee indoors. And then she goes, in case it might rain. It wasn't even raining. In case it might rain.
Desperately trying to find the silver lining.
Yeah, she was there. Oh, it was, yeah. Yeah, it was great.
I mean, in fairness, it's great to have to be in here.
It was great, yeah.
On my own.
I came in for, what was the experience like? She goes, well, I was looking forward for the coffee. And I thought, I went down and, yeah, I had my mask on and a man took my temperature at the door and squirted hand wash into my hand and I had to queue for 15 minutes and then when I got to the I got the coffee and I had to go into an isolated part of the cafe and stand on my own. The seats are taken away and I stood there looking out the window and I think, it was great.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. Really? Great. Yeah.
It's so much different to when all this began.
It sounds exactly like feeding time in the prison to me, to be quite honest. But they were all trying to make the most of it. It was kind of sad listening to it because they were doing the whole, and your man, the point man,
yeah,
he's like, yeah, well, he went in and I says, I'll have I ordered a beer, you know. And they moved me on then because you're not allowed to order at the bar, so I had to sit down. And I was sitting there and I had my beer and then you have to ask them for when you can go to the toilet. He had to wait for 10 minutes after his pint.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so he could go and use the jacks because he was afraid to walk home, you know,
yeah,
in case he'd need to.
Obviously, yeah, yeah.
You got to be. There's no public
toilet. Obviously, you know, men of our age understand that predicament.
So now I can imagine you and me go for a pint after this. If it's like that, I can imagine the two. So we're going in, we'll be going, two pints, minutes. Point again, it's on there. Two pills, please.
Do you know what it's going to be like? You know, if anybody who ever, if you ever played kind of like pool or anything in a pub or whatever, you know the way people come up and they put their change on the side of the table, or else if it's darts, they might put their name on a board or something, you know. So like, you know, their turn comes around, right, JMCC. Yeah, that's me.
Idea.
That's me. Yeah, yeah. So you'll walk in and you'll go, and before you even order, you go, stick me name down for the jacks there, will you?
Yeah.
Just PJ, you nip over, put our two names down for the jacks.
Yeah.
I'll get the beers. Yeah,
two number twos. Yeah, stick it on the board. I'll have two number twos whenever you're ready. And 2 points of Guinness, thanks.
That would be amazing. We'll be sitting there having a conversation. So when you say the mic anyway, yeah, unless you all you'd hear, Jim McCabe, toilet. Yeah, sorry. Listen, back to you. Hold that. I'll tell you now in a minute.
Yeah, it's time for number two. Time for number two when you're in the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like going, Jesus, you keep it down, will you?
And the worst thing about it is as well.
No, I don't want to go yet. When you're booked in, after 100, you better force something out.
Yeah. Because
it'll be a good 25 minutes.
Do you want to take my place in the Jack's queue?
It'll be all that you're swapping over. You go for me, will you?
Yeah.
You go for me. You go for me now. And then I'll take your slot later.
Because what happened if you had to show ID? Jim McCabe, yeah? And PJ Gallagher, he said I could take his place. Oh, I don't know about that.
No,
he said I could take his place. He's not full enough yet.
Sorry, these are non-transferable toilets. You have to go with your, you have to bring your own flute. Nobody else, that's the way it works. You can't do swapsies.
Oh my God!
I know, it doesn't look like it's going to be a lot of crap. And whatever about the summer, we'll get through the summer, that's fine. Cause we'll be able to go and sit in gardens and, you know, barbecue time. And I imagine beer gardens will be a thing again and all of that.
Unfortunately, yes.
But when it gets to the winter, you know what I mean? When you would be like young lads, I just imagine all our lads, like young lads, standing in bushes with their sleeve wrapped around their hands so the can doesn't freeze them to bit. You know, that's back to the old days. And
oh my God.
I don't know how that's going to work, but it is kind of.
I wonder, I don't know where I am on this, to be honest with you. You know, people saying about the new normal, it'll never be that again, it'll never be that again. And I honestly don't know, right? But I'm just wondering, will it actually change? Because, to be fair, we have a reputation when it comes to gargle, right? All over the world.
Totally
the Irish,
undeserved.
Totally undeserved. I mean, I don't know where it came from. But the Irish and their relationship to drink has a strange reputation. Like, you know what I mean? Will the pub thing, will it change?
You know what I mean? And the hotels, man.
Yeah.
No. Breakfast at a hotel.
Well, that's a disgrace.
Are you fucking joking? Breakfast. No breakfast. That's the most outraged I've been. I'm looking at the
no
pub.
Buffet. You can get it in your room, can you?
I get it. You can get a breakfast. Oh, what's the point in a breakfast? Yeah. I wanted the whole point of staying in the hotel.
Yes, the whole point of overpaying is so that I can get it all back in sausage meat.
I want to be walking out with sausages in my pockets and handmade sandwiches and a rear pocket full of fruit and croissants and, you know, I want to stuff myself. The short pocket of me short has to be taken.
Because everybody knows you can't possibly recoup the cost of the hotel by simply stealing all the toiletries.
Not at all.
You have to overfill yourself in the buffet.
That's the whole point of it.
Exactly.
The only reason you get up and go down to the breakfast, you know, how many of us actually want to go to breakfast? Never.
Never.
Right?
You never do. Because you have to get dressed for a start.
What time is the service? You have 20 minutes. Oh, for fuck's
sake. Yeah.
I don't even want it now.
Yeah, I want it in about an hour and a half.
Will I let it go? No, I paid for it.
Yeah.
I paid 25 quid extra in the room. I'm going to go and get it. So you walk down. I'll be walking down in my shorts. One shoe on and all. You know what I mean? One shoe. The damp patches under my t-shirt because the hotels are like deserts. You know, your arms or your mouth is so dry in a hotel. Why is that?
Yeah. It's the aircon. The aircon is always mad in a hotel.
Doesn't matter how much you drink. Yeah. You could drink a gallon of water, you still wake up and it's just like a mouth full of sand. And you're like, room number, please. 349. And you're not even looking at it, looking over the shoulder.
Yeah, to see who's down.
I'm going to make you pay for this, you're getting your bet.
Yeah, because what you're doing is, you're actually planning your route.
Planning the attack,
as you're giving the room number, you're looking over, you're thinking, right, I'm heading for the juice bar first. Then I think I'll go from there. I think I might go to the fruit and cereal section. And then before I build up to the actual hot food. And then, of course, I'll be back for the pastries.
And I always find as well, you know the way when you go to the hotels, they go, yeah, okay, well, I'll get you a table. Yeah. And the both of you just walk up to the table.
Yeah.
And they go, is this any good? And you go, yeah. Yeah. And the both of you just walk away.
Straight away.
Straight away.
Yeah, you don't even sit your arse down.
Yeah.
I tell you,
both of you just walk away like it never happened.
Oh, you do that mad thing where you pick up the serviette and throw it on your seat and then walk off. Like that's throwing your towel on a fucking sun lounger.
Yeah, the sun lounger. There you go.
Yeah, that's that kept.
Oh, my God.
Like nobody's going to pick that up and sit in it.
Oh, my God. Why have I never thought? Now I'm going to do that from now on. I'm going to come down to breakfast with a towel under my arm.
Yeah, and drape it over your chair.
Yeah, I'm going to say, how's that for you? That's perfect. Take my t-shirt off, put on some sun lotion.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
and then, actually, what you should do, forget the towel, just come down to breakfast, whip your t-shirt off and they show you, was this okay for you, sir? Yeah, that's okay. Where's the sun?
Yeah.
Whip your t-shirt off, lay it over the back. Like, sorry, sir, what are you doing? Just want to make sure nobody takes me table there.
What time do you bring the pool in? I told you that I was in Greece that time. And I came down, there was some big festival, some national festival for breakfast. And on the way in.
There's a national festival for breakfast.
Yeah, no, it was breakfast time.
Oh, my God.
It was like their version of St. Patrick's Day.
Jesus Christ, I was about to book it right now.
I think we just fucking realised the pot Ireland needs to get out of this recession.
Why can't we get
out? A breakfast festival.
Oh, my
God, that is the best
idea. Literally, all these people. Well, of course, you can't have fucking gatherings now.
No, you're not allowed, no. You have to do it at home, online, in Zoom or something, watching some Egypt. Sticking a sausage up his nose, whatever. Okay. Yeah. It was a great idea, though. But I came down, there was some national day, like whatever there, Thessaloniki Day or something like that.
Right.
And it was huge. And just to, something a little different, as you walked into breakfast, a guy handed you a tiny little glass of sparkling wine or
lovely
champagne or whatever. That was it.
Don't mind if I do.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, what's that on you? He said, hang on, brilliant, chef. Whatever, yeah. And you walked in, sat down, that was it. And I was you get all this food free, and when you're in those all for one hotels or the pay for whatever, all inclusive hotels, like you got German breakfast, British breakfast, Irish breakfast, American, you get to sample everything. And this Scottish lad behind me got this thing, goes, and he goes, any chance of a bottle for the table? I said, you scabby bastard. You absolute scabby bastard. They're giving people one drink. Everything you see in front of you, you can
free.
Have. And he was like, all right. Yeah. And a chance of a bottle for the devil. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you see,
like,
there's
you
those
can pour your own beer. It's just inside the door. And he was like, no, I want a bottle of sparkling wine. Hey. Right, let you know.
Unfucking believable. Right. Yeah, they'll always take.
Hey, love Tesla Ninky Winky Day. Unbelievable.
That's exactly like that story. You know that story you tell about when your mate worked in RTE. Or no, your sister wasn't it, in RTE? And somebody won a massive prize, like a holiday away somewhere. Big, like a fancy job.
It actually wasn't my sister telling me this. It was Gerald Farley was working on the chat show that shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
They won a trip to New York, man.
Like a proper big once-in-a-lifetime nearly job.
Yeah. And it was because...
spending money and everything.
Spending my $500 spending money, limousine picking them up from JFK Airport, bring them into their hotel. Hotel paid for, all of that sort of crack, you know. And free tickets to see whatever.
Yeah, shows, probably Broadway jobs or whatever.
And your woman, the researcher at the end of the show goes, there you go, there's your voucher for the limousine, there's your flight details, that's your holiday reservation number, it's all taken care of. So when you get there, you just need your reference. There it is, so do you need anything else? And your woman goes, yeah, we need a fridge. A fridge, man. Fridge.
It's the best line ever.
She thought, fuck, I might as well ask them for the fridge. Why not?
Oh, my God.
We need a fridge.
We're giving you the holiday of a lifetime.
Yeah, but...
She obviously meant, like, is there anything else now? Is there anything I've forgotten?
Did
I give you your things? Did I give you your whatever?
Tags,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And your woman went,
oh, yeah, we need...
a fridge.
Now that you ask, we need a fridge, yeah? If you're gonna go all out. We are winners after all. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
The Scaldi's.
People will just take and take and take.
Scaldi people, yeah. Oh, unreal,
Jesus
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, I do need a fridge, actually.
Well, yeah. what about a dishwasher?
Oh, no, I hate dishwashers. Yeah, I never understood dishwashers. So yeah, I don't understand them. I press full of dirty dishes. And there's only me that washes. I'm one play. Anyway, we did all that last week.
Yeah.
Me one play. I have to say it's flying. Yeah. I reckon I'm going to get about 40 years out of that play. I'm going to get 40 years out of that play.
You're going to go and use it now, aren't you?
I have my Tupperware box today.
You don't bring your plate with you?
Oh, no. Gee, what if I broke it?
Yeah, very good point,
actually.
I've got
to eat off the side of the road like a dog.
God forbid you'd have bought a cess that might have five other ones left at home.
Right, why waste the money? They say some people like Jim. And then he gives out his no money and he has five plates in the house.